Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and your anti-financial advisor here. Welcome you out today for a wonderful show and a great week, and just super excited to be alive and to be here. Hey, as a reminder, as you heard in the intro, be sure to check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. That's MoneyRipples.com. Check out our website. We've got events coming up. I'm actually relaunching it, or actually updating this website here pretty soon. So there's going to be some new things on that. So keep up to speed. Keep watching. And hey, check it out. And if you've got questions or show topics you'd like me to cover, definitely give me an email. Give me a shout at Chris, that's C-H-R-I-S, at MoneyRipples.com. Email me questions, topics that you'd like to hear, things like that. I love the questions I've been getting lately, and that's what really inspires this show, is that if I know what's on your mind, I can guarantee it's on other people's minds too. And so be able to ask those questions helps me a ton to be able to address that with you too. So as one of those things, I've noticed there's been several people have been asking about different creative ways to make money. Now, you've heard me talk about several ways to make money with money, right? And this still applies to that too. And so whether you're a business owner, whether you're an employee, or whether you're someone who's just trying to figure out how to get your money making more money for you, this show topic I'm talking about today applies to everything. In fact, it's interesting because lately I've had a lot of people come to me. They have, you know, IRAs or 401ks or whatever it might be. Like, they've got different savings, or sometimes they just have money sitting on the sidelines in savings or something like that. But they've got money and they're just trying to figure out, like, what to do with it. What can they do to start generating some income, some cash flow? And I'll tell you, like, it's really easy to find places to put money. That's not the hard part. There's plenty of options out there. I even have people coming to me, and we've got mutual connections where they're saying, like, hey, here you go. Here's a mortgage fund that's going to pay you, like, you know, 12% a year, but pay you out monthly and things like that. And here you go. Here's some real estate properties, or, you know, here you go. Here's, you know, here's ways to bank on people's life insurances and whatever it might be. Right. I mean, there's so many ways, more than I even want to talk about on this episode here. That would be a whole entire episode by itself. And even that could be crazy. But, you know, I'll tell you, like, even though as those people come to me, it was interesting because I was having a conversation with one of my clients this last week, and it brought to my mind this conversation of, really, it's a topic that I've mentioned before called monetizing your divine genius. So how do you monetize your divine genius? And the reason this came up is because, you know, we talked about different investments he could be doing. He could make some passive residual income of very good cash flow with the money that he had, and even to the point where it could probably get him to retire or really close to it within the next year or two, and definitely within probably the next 3 to 5 years. And not bad for a guy who's, you know, in his prime still. And but then I remember him saying, as a reply, he said, you know what, but I could probably do better myself. And he was right, because he wanted to be what I refer to as being an active investor. Now, see, many people will say, hey, I want residual income. I want something that's passive that comes in, and that's perfect too. And he'll probably be there as well. And we talked about that, is that that will probably be a big part of his portfolio. But for right now, he's like, you know what, I want to, like, supercharge what I do in these first few years. I know I've got some experience and some knowledge here that I could go and create some better returns by being more actively involved in this investment. And this is specifically towards real estate. And he basically wanted to do something like you'd see if you ever watch, you know, HGTV, you know, the home network there on TV, where they do a lot of these you know, fixer-upper shows and things like that, or flip or flop. And basically he wanted to do a flipping type of thing. He wanted to fix and flip some properties. And I was like, you know what? That's great, because you're being actively involved. And when you get actively involved, your return goes up. And that's what I want to talk about here, is that, oh, that sounds great. And that's for him. And that may not be for you. And of course, people always say, like, hey, Chris, where should I park my money? You already know. If you've heard me enough, the answer is going to be, it depends. It depends on you. And I want to get to the heart and the core of what that really looks like. And this is where monetizing your divine genius comes in. Now, what is divine genius? What is that? I mean, your divine genius means, like, what makes you special? What makes you unique that no other person on this planet has or is? Obviously, you have this unique fingerprint you can leave on this planet that nobody else has. You know, you have a unique combination of talents, passions, experiences, education. You have a unique combination of upbringing, a unique combination of, you know, even energy and the way you move and the way you do things and how you operate. And you have a unique attitude and personality that comes with that, and everything that makes up who you are. That is your divine genius. And more specifically, not just what makes you unique, but how you use that in a way that creates the maximum amount of value in the world. Now, why do we care about maximum value? Because, well, dollars follow value, right? How many times have you heard me say that? Dollars follow the value you create for other people. And so what happens sometimes is that, especially even with people I get where they have a lot of money, they sometimes forget the importance of your own human capital, not just your financial capital. How do you take your human capital and create with that? Because I'll tell you, sometimes the people that end up making the least amount of money are those that take their money and make returns from it. You know, they have a lot of money. They get lazy sometimes, and they forget that there are two parts of this equation. Yes, you can get your money making money for you, and you can make a lot of money doing that. And yes, you can make more money by figuring out how to use your own personal human capital to create more. Now, this may not be passive, because this might be more active, but it can create more return. And I think that's where the power really lies. And that's something that I was reminded of this week as I'm talking with my client is, hey, you guys, like, it's a real thing. This is something that's real. And so I want to break down some of these components. I can't get you to figure out how to monetize it all in one show, obviously. This is where I've done trainings that, you know, sometimes I've gone on for days to teach this kind of stuff. But it is a process of self-discovery. It's a process that you can definitely go through, and we can at least get you started. We can at least get some laying found work and understand the principle here of how to start on that path. Because I'm telling you, even in my own life, this is where I've made the most money. And it's funny because some people will say, like, well, Chris, where do you put your money? Well, first off, it shouldn't really matter you where I put my money, because I'm not you and you're not me. But it's good to see an example. And I'll tell you right now, where have I made the most money? I tell you, I've done investments of all sorts, and I've also done business. I've done things where I've paid off debt. You know, I'll tell you, sometimes paying off certain loans will end up being your best investment depending on your situation. And I've had clients do that. But for me, I'll tell you, like, the number one place that I've made the most money has often been in my putting into my own talents and being able to how I create value for people. And that's been in forms of business and creating streams of income there. I have created great residual streams of income, but a lot of it's been in business. Some of it's been, like, with real estate and things like that. But I'm telling you, the number one place where I've been able to leverage the most for me personally has been in business. And so let me talk about that. So, number one, I'm going to talk about four aspects of this equation of your divine genius. I'm going to talk about talents, passions, experiences, and attitude. And so number one, talents, you know, how do you, again, like, what are your strengths? What are those real abilities, unique abilities that you have that you can deliver value in a way that other people can't? And what's that unique combination of talents that you have that you can use? Now, I'm going to use the example of you know, going back to HGTV, you know, TV shows. And maybe I'm thinking about this because my wife loves HGTV. She loves shows like Fixer Upper, for example, with Chip and Joanna Gaines. Crap, I can't remember the last name. Gaines, I think it is. Chip and Joanna Gaines, I believe. It's interesting because, like, they're a couple, right? These guys, they're there. They have the next component, which is passions. They definitely have a passion for what they do. But it's interesting because when you see them on TV, that they got talent, but they got talents that other people have too. For example, Chip is not the only person in the world that can go and renovate at home. Joanna is not the only person that can do a design. Now, it is unique that they as a couple can do both, right? That he can renovate and she can design. That is a unique thing, and that's kind of where you get a little power couple combination. That doesn't make it unique. But there's more to it than that. And that's where less of these come through, and I'll talk about those more as we go on. But there's more than just that. But I'll tell you, even if you just went off talents alone, just off your strengths, you've got this unique set of strengths that nobody else has. You know, even if you can do something really well, there's another angle you bring in, right? There's something else you bring to the table that's great. For example, for me in my situation, you know, I understand money. I can also teach money at a much more higher level, meaning like a simpler level. Many people sometimes will get so in depth. I mean, a lot of financial people will get so into the details, so into it that they just don't know what, you know, they get you all confused. You don't even know where to go. It's funny. I've had people come to me lately about, you know, the life insurance conversation, how to leverage that. And I've mentioned on some other episodes here previously, you know, and just how do you like actually get returns making it twice. But it's funny because like, I know other people that teach some similar things, but they don't always get asked because they know it. You know, they explain it so deeply, you know, that you're lost in the details versus just saying, yeah, you leverage money and you're able to make money twice with it. The same money twice, period. You know, like that's ultimately what it comes down to. And so, you know, and being able to explain that too, even when people do ask for the details, explain it, but not overwhelm people, right? And so you got to have those talents and bring them together. There's unique combinations. I love being a teacher. You know, not just a talent, but that's also a passion, right? I also have a unique abilities that I see the bigger picture. I see things that how they work. I see things that most people miss in the financial realm. You know, I'm actually focusing on the cash flow, which became a niche. See, I had to understand this a lot when I was going through my crap. You know, when I was broke, you know, flat out broke, no credit, no money, nothing. All I had to do to start over was to create. And a lot of that was starting to come together as I started to see that, yeah, I had talents. I had a unique way of how I taught. I had a very interesting way of how I could teach about money and even understand money and see the bigger picture and help people. And because of what I went through, that made a lot big difference. And so even when I was ballroom dancing, I think I mentioned this on another episode, you know, even ballroom dancing, it wasn't just because I was the best dancer. In fact, I was actually pretty crappy when I started. But I have this persistence bug. You know, I have this one strength that I love to persist. I keep doing things over and over and I mess up. And even though it's painful and I don't like messing up, still because I mess up and because I have to, you know, perfect it, so to speak, I end up getting better. And also at the same time, I was teaching it. So as I taught it, I became better and more skilled at what I do with dancing. And it's the same thing I do with money too. I mean, I have to eat my own medicine and I practice the very things I teach on this show. In fact, I can't really teach well when it's not from experience. I sound like an idiot when I try to teach when I don't understand something. And so I've learned not to teach something I don't know. This is why I stay in my lane. You know, I stay in what I do and I let other people teach their lane, you know? But that's the thing. I have a great ability to do that. And so those same talents I learned on the ballroom dance floor, I was able to apply with money and in business and everything else. I also have a great ability to relate to people too. And so there's a lot of times people are like, you know, most people usually come to me because they feel like there's an affinity to me. And so you've got these kind of talents too. Now, it may not be the ones I just listed. And I hope, you know, I hope that you've got a whole list of yourself. But start asking yourself, what are those talents? And if you're not sure, start asking some people that have been around you. Either people have been around you for years, or maybe people have only known you for a few meetings. You might even just ask them like, hey, what was your first impression of me? What's impressed you as you've gotten to know me? What has that been? Really poll people, ask people, research it, ask people what makes you unique? What can they count on you for? What do you do that makes them just think, wow, that's amazing. Like ask them and watch what comes out, because I can guarantee you're going to find some pretty dang good feedback. And if you really take that and internalize it and capitalize on it, and just do what people already think is amazing, even whether you think it's amazing or not. By the way, you never think what you do is amazing because you've just done it your whole life. That's how you know you have a gift. And so figure out what those are. This combination alone, even just focus on your strengths and talents, this alone can make you more money. And no matter what role you're in, this can be applied across the board in any kind of role or situation you're in. Use these talents to your advantage. By the way, when people pay you, they pay you for your strengths, not your weaknesses. This is why you want to be able to do this, where you deliver the most value. Now, let me get you the second part here. It's not just talents, it's passions. What are you passionate about? What do you love? What fires you up? What gets you ticked off or fired up and passionate? What are some things that you could do and maybe do into the hours of the night? You know, maybe something you've lost track of time doing it because you've loved it so much. You know, I'll tell you, like, I have some people that they actually love researching and search, you know, or not just researching, sometimes searching. Sometimes they love the hunt, you know, and that's a skill. You know, I know there's value in finding people that like to hunt for things, you know, whether it's on Google, whether it's you're hunting for great properties, you know, and you're like, hey, I found a great property, great opportunity that you wouldn't find otherwise. There are people hiring people to do that kind of stuff that would pay people for that kind of talent. And that's, by the way, that's a talent, but that's also a passion too. And here's what I've learned. When my passion, whenever I have a passion, it amplifies and accelerates the talent. The talent amplifies when there's passion involved. I've seen many, many talented people get passed up by other people, maybe not so talented, even though they have some of the talents are there, the seeds are there, but they grow because they get watered more by the fuel of passion. They get nurtured by that passion. That's like I mentioned, the ballroom dancing. For me, that was a big thing. I loved it. I got excited about it and I would do it. That's what allowed me to do it over and over and over. And of course, I loved teaching it to people too. So that also helped me develop my skills and perfect my technique and eventually my performance and everything else that allowed me to do better and even place nationally as one of the top competitive amateur dancers out there. And so this kind of thing also applies as well as, what are you passionate about? One, this will make it so it doesn't feel like work. And then two, I'm telling you, it amplifies your talents. It allows you to accelerate your progress faster than others. You know, that passion has to come through. And you know, if you're not sure what you're passionate about, really journal this, like really dig deep. Ask other people what it seems like you're passionate about. What do you end up talking about you don't want to shut up about too, you know? Like I said, what gives you energy so that you find out you lose track of time doing it or whatever it might be, but find those passions. I'll tell you, like for me, my own personal passions, like, yes, I have a passion to create financial freedom for people. Like I get so passionate. I've been getting fired up lately because there's been people that I've started to dig deep. I like to perfect my craft. And I'll tell you, like over the last year, like I've taken a lot of the things that I've had, and I've just been applying them over and over. But I get really fueled and fired up when I find out new information or new ways to make things better. I mean, just lately, I mean, I've been running more calculations and numbers than I have in probably a couple of years. Just with the whole, you know, like life insurance conversation thing. I've been finding other ways to get creative with it and with investing and things like that. I've been having so much fun that it's fun because my clients get to be the benefactors of that passion, that fun, you know, that I have, that I think is fun, that I end up losing track of time doing because I like to just, again, perfect things. Like, what if I tweak this? What if I did this instead? And those little things that sometimes create massive, massive results for myself, my own life, and my clients too. And so that's where I spend a lot of time, you know, sometimes is just perfecting that craft. You know, I'm very passionate about teaching. I'll tell you, like, I cannot not teach. You know, this is an outlet for me. Same thing when it comes to, even with, connecting with people, like I go crazy, even though it's funny because like people might think I'm out more than I am. I really am not, but I still need to connect with people. I need to talk to people. I need to be face to face with people from time to time because that fuels me up. And that gives me this fuel to keep doing what I do. And in fact, that carries. And I'll tell you, someone who's passionate, someone who's excited, if you take the energy, you harness it. There are other benefits of that. Not just an amplifier to your talents, but there are benefits when you're passionate, when you're living the life that you love. People are attracted to you. Money is drawn to you. It's hard to deny it because it just wants to keep coming. The more excited you are about your life, I'm telling you, good things show up. Great people show up. Great money and wealth and great health and everything shows up when you're passionate and living on a mission. So focus on that. So talents and passions. I've spent a lot of time on this, but it's important. Two is your experiences. What are unique experiences you've had that could help people? you know, what are things you've gone through? What have you overcome? Like, I am always amazed by people when they've overcome something. And I'll tell you, like, for me, my experience, like, going through that crap in the Great Recession, I mean, I've had experiences where I've had to deal with scarcity, but having to be in the middle of scarcity and overcome it is huge. And I do have a little passion of teaching and helping people overcome challenges, especially when they're financial in nature. And it's not just that. I mean, that for me can also be draining, right? What's really I could be passionate about is the fact that I learned to be resourceful in those experiences. Like I mentioned, how do I create something from nothing? I'm teaching this subject because it is something I am passionate about, because I love seeing people create something from nothing and giving them that extra potential, that boost to create that freedom and that lifestyle and the quality of life that they deserve. And that's, you can tell also that's passion there too. But those experiences, the things I had to overcome, the things I had to learn, were huge. And it allowed me, I mean, that whole cash flow process came from bad experience, which became good experience, right? And that's now helped hundreds of my clients. And I don't even know how many hundreds of thousands of you internationally find money, create money. And that's cool. Like, I love having that kind of influence and be able to benefit people in their lives. So the experiences, find out what they are. What have you overcome? What have you learned? Things that maybe you might even take for granted now, that other people are like, whoa, how'd you do that? In fact, if you ever have people asking you, hey, how'd you do that? Or, you know, hey, can I pick your brain for a minute? Or, you know, can you do something for me? Would you be willing to do something? If they keep asking you the same things over and over, pay attention. That's get a clue. That's money in your pocket right there. So as I mentioned, you know, there's talents, there's passions, there's experiences. You know, what kind of experience do you have that you can take advantage of? And then lots of your talents and passions have been developed in those. And then the last one is your attitude. You know, not just your personality. Now, there's a unique design, like there's a human design type thing I talk about, which is great. And there's personality stuff too that you should pay attention to. But I'm not going to cover that here. The last one's going to be your attitude. Like, how do you approach it? I mentioned the energy, right? You know, the passion that you can come through. But your attitude, do you have a can-do attitude? Do you truly believe and have faith that things are going to work out for your benefit? It's not just optimism. It's actual a real belief and expectation that things are going to work out the way that you want them to work out. You know, having that attitude, that abundance mindset is everything, because that is the energy that does draw more money, more opportunity, more people in general, like the better of everything into your life. All of this happens with that kind of attitude. And so do you have that abundance mentality, or is that a scarcity? So focus on these four things: talents, passions, experiences, and attitude. You combine these together, you've got amazing, amazing abilities to start creating more through monetizing your divine genius. So that's my challenge to you, is start to discover and uncover and create using your divine genius. You know, and obviously, you know, shoot me an email. If you have an interest in learning more about this, I want to poll people. How many would be interested in learning more about the subject? So shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. And if you have anything you need, let me know too. Hey, this is Chris signing off. Have a wonderful, prosperous week. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.